My Bridge Radio, Phil Wickham this morning. This is Amazing Grace. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining Stan and me today. Shanti Feldhahn is joining us on the conversation again this morning. Now, Shanti was with us earlier this year, and we've been looking forward to talking with her again about her newly published book called The Good News About Marriage. Shanti, thanks for joining us on the conversation once again.
Oh, I'm so delighted. Thanks for having me back.
I have to tell you, Shanti, that I've been using your previous book with my small group over the last couple of months, and it's been a great blessing.
Aww. Thank you. That's really sweet of you.
Oh, totally. It's awesome. So very, very excited. So I'm very excited about the new book that's out now, The Good News About Marriage, Debunking Discouraging Myths About Marriage and Divorce. And so very excited about that. Kind of diving right in, what is the big myth that your new book debunks?
Well, basically, it's that we don't have to be so discouraged about marriage. I mean, everybody thinks of marriage as being in trouble, you know?
Right.
And one of the things that we found over the years in all of the research studies that I've done is that really, truly, there's really one common denominator under whether a marriage survives or fails, and it's whether the couple has a sense of futility or not. You've probably seen it before. You know, if a couple thinks that we're going to make it, like things are struggling, but we're going to make it, they usually do. It's when somebody starts thinking, you know, this is never going to change, or, you know, we're not going to make it. It becomes like this magnet. It just sucks them down. And and the problem is we have this culture-wide feeling of futility and discouragement about marriage. And over the last 8 years, as I've been doing this investigative research, I've learned that a big chunk of that discouragement is based on beliefs that just aren't true.
Okay, so Shanti, as you say that, you're talking about we have every reason to be encouraged about marriage. I'm going, but there's this number that I've heard a gajillion times, which is at least 50%, if not a lot of times I hear a little bit over 50% of marriages end in divorce. And so if that number is true, why would I not feel like marriages are in trouble?
Well, it's not true. That's the thing that's a big shocker. You know, some university professor somewhere is talking about that. He always says one of the things we have to know is we're projecting a 50% rate of divorce. And you miss that word projection. Those are always projections based on assumptions of some model of what they think is going to happen in the future. But we've never come close to hitting that number. Right now, as we're sitting here talking, 72% of people are still married to their first spouse.
Wow. Okay, you're
that's
blowing my mind.
Huge. And that's census numbers. That's a pretty big deal. Why don't we know that? And I think people are just unnecessarily discouraged.
This conversation will continue in moments here on My Bridge Radio.
My Bridge Radio, Building 429, press on. Thanks for joining Stan and me on the conversation this morning. And today we're visiting with Shanti Feldhahn. She is a social researcher and the author of a new book called The Good News About Marriage, Debunking Discouraging Myths About Marriage and Divorce.
Okay, so Shanti, you just blew my mind a few moments ago when you said that it's not true that 50% of marriages end in divorce, that's a projection number, and we've never actually gotten close to it. What? It's actually like 72% of people today are still married to the first person they married. You know, I'm guilty of perpetuating that wrong as I think about it. You know, I'm feeling kind of bad right now. I've used that number a lot myself because that's what I heard.
Well, look, we've all heard it. We've all said it. And every time we hear it and every time we say it, it kind of reinforces that this is just the way it is and everybody knows it. And that's why it was blowing my mind. And by the way, 72% of people, according to the Census Bureau, this is not some little sideline study, 72% of people are still married to their first spouse. And the 28% that aren't still married, a big chunk of that is people that were married for years and their spouse died. That's not even the divorce rate. Those are just marriages that have ended. And we don't actually know what the first marriage divorce rate actually is. That's, you know, one of the reasons I think maybe the myths get started is because, you know, nobody knows a nice, neat, round number. But we can get a lot closer. We know it has to be less than 28% because those are the marriages that have ended in either death or divorce. And there's about a 10% rate of widowhood, you know, some other factors. We can estimate maybe somewhere in the 20 to 25% range of first marriages have ended in divorce. Now, I mean, that's still nothing to, like, woohoo, you know, get all excited about.
Right.
It's still way too high, but it's a whole lot better.
Ryan Stevenson on MyBridge Radio, holding nothing back. Good morning. Thanks for joining Stan and me on this Tuesday. Shanti Feldhahn is our guest on the Morning Conversation today. Shanti is a social researcher and has recently published a new book called The Good News About Marriage, Debunking Discouraging Myths About Marriage and Divorce.
So, Shanti, as I'm still reeling from your earlier communication about the debunking the 50% divorce rate, saying it's more like maybe 25%. Okay, so let's say that that's right, which I think it is from what all that I've understood about your research. So what? Okay, so it's not 50%, it's 25%. Why was that so important for you to figure out and then put into a book?
Okay, so here's why that matters. When we think of having of marriage being in trouble, and we think of half of all marriages have ended in divorce, what happens, I've seen it, you've probably seen it, many of your listeners have seen it, is that when someone starts to get in trouble in their marriage and they start struggling a little bit, there's this sense of, uh-oh, you know, there's a sense that we might be one of statistics and we might have a problem. And then if it starts to get really tough, and there's always the temptation to give up, right? When it starts getting really tough and things are really painful, there's a feeling where it's easier to justify going ahead and splitting up if you think, well, you know what, half of other people couldn't make it anyway. And there's this huge difference that happens when you can sit down with a friend that's struggling and look them in the eye and say, you know what, you're going to get through this. Most people do. There's a huge difference going into marriage thinking, you know, most marriages are strong and happy for a lifetime than half of all marriages end in divorce. Those are two completely different sets of expectations. And I was talking to one woman who was saying that she had been going through some difficulty in her marriage. And she, when I started telling her what I was finding, I could see the life come back into her eyes. It was fascinating. And she said, you know what this reminds me of? When I was pregnant with my first child, I was really terrified of the pain that was coming because everybody told me, you know, this is the worst pain ever. I was really a bit freaked out. And then she said, I thought to myself, wait a minute, literally billions of women have done this throughout history. If they can do it, I can do it. And it's that same feeling, she said. If everybody else can get through this and it's unusual to not get through it, then that changes everything about my feeling that I can get through this too.
MyBridge Radio, that is Sanctus Real with Lead Me. Thanks for joining Stan and me on this Tuesday. Our guest on the Morning Conversation today, Shanti Feldhahn, is debunking some discouraging myths about marriage and divorce for us. Now, Shanti is a social researcher, and some of what she is sharing this morning can be found in her new book, The Good News About Marriage.
Shanti, as we've been listening to insights from your research this morning, clearly the bottom line to your message is everyone struggles. Every marriage will come to a point and possibly points that are intense and tough. But most of us make it to the other side.
Yes, the vast majority of marriages make it through the other side. And now, by the way, you want to hear some other good news? This is one of the other things that I found that's a myth, is that, yeah, everybody goes through issues. I mean, everybody has conflicts. Everybody has some headaches and some heartaches. But actually, most marriages don't come to a point of real crisis. They may come to some sense of unhappiness. Sometimes they may come to some sense of confusion. But most marriages, for most of the time, are actually pretty happy and enjoying being married. Now, that's not perfect, but they're generally happy. This one woman named Linda Waite had done this great study that found that those people that were really unhappy in their marriage, if they stuck it out for 5 years, that 80% of those marriages were very happy 5 years later. There is power that comes from believing that you're going to get through this and working hard.
And not only that you're going to get through it, what I'm hearing you say is on the other side of getting through it is something sweet.
Yes, yes, exactly. I will tell you, I walk around and I ask people questions in coffee shops, right? I mean, you know that's one of the things that I do in my random research. And one of the questions I've been asking them recently is, you know, what percentage of marriages do you think are happy? And I'm not asking them, you know, if they have a happy marriage. I'm saying just out there in general, in the country, what percentage of marriages do you think are happy? If I ask 10 people that, 8 of them are going to tell me, oh, I think about 30% of marriages are happy. Like, most people think most people aren't really happy in their marriage. Yeah. And they're flabbergasted when I tell them the real average is 80%.
Hmm.
80% of marriages say that they're generally enjoying being married. You can tell a young person you don't need to be so scared of making this commitment. There is that incredible sweetness. Most people find it the most abundant thing they've ever done in their life.
MyBridge Radio, it's 10th Avenue North. You are more. Good morning. Appreciate you spending some time with Stan and me today. This morning, we are visiting with Shanti Feldhahn. Now, she is a social researcher and is the author of a new book called The Good News About Marriage, Debunking Discouraging Myths About Marriage and Divorce.
Shanti, I have to tell you that you're making me feel bad today, specifically because, you know, I talk on MyBridge Radio a lot about how my wife and I host a premarital class. And I have to tell you, I've been a perpetual of misinformation, because every class I talk about the divorce rate being 50%, and then even the last thing you were just sharing, I talk about how even of the 50% that make it, how many people have marriages like you would want. And see, I've always used that kind of as not intentionally. I mean, I didn't know I was using misinformation, but to me, it kind of sobers you, for you better get your game on as you're entering into marriage. But as I'm listening to you today, I'm thinking, how much more powerful really is hope than fear?
Yeah. First of all, you don't need to feel bad, because all of us have been saying all the wrong numbers. Okay, so one of the problems, though, is that we have used what we thought was the truth, the bad numbers, to motivate people. And what I've found, unfortunately, in all the research I've done with those individual people, those individual lives and marriages, is that the bad news doesn't actually motivate them. It demotivates them, because they start to feel that sense of futility and they give up.
Mm.
One of the things that we found that was really interesting about the happiest couples is that they kind of risked it all to be all in. You know, they weren't trying to protect themselves. Because if you think that you're likely to get divorced, or maybe not even likely to get divorced, but you think that there's a possibility there, and you sort of feel like you have to pull back a little bit emotionally, well, what you're doing without realizing it, because you're expecting there may be problems, you're building a wall, and you're kind of instituting a lack of trust in your marriage. And then that creates the actual problem you're trying to protect yourself from.
Hmm.
And that, unfortunately, is happening society-wide today because we have believed a lie about the state of marriage. It turns out that what God created, this amazing institution called marriage, still works. We've believed this thing that it's kind of broken and it's not working anymore, and we've got to somehow fix it. What God created still works, and we can believe in marriage. That is a huge paradigm shift that has to happen.
MyBridge Radio, it's Group One Crew, His Kind of Love. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me this morning. Shanti Feldhahn is our guest on the Morning Conversation today. Shanti is a social researcher and has recently published a brand new book called The Good News About Marriage, Debunking Discouraging Myths About Marriage and Divorce.
Okay, Shanti, since we're kind of clearing the ground of misinformation, there's another statement I hear very often that, once again, gets used kind of as a scare tactic, that the divorce rate is, again, and this is on the back end of saying that the divorce rate was 50%, which we found out today is wrong, but is that the divorce rate is the same, that there's no difference in the church as there is in the world. Is that a right statement?
Believe it or not, that's a giant myth also, and it is discouraging and has been discouraging so many of us who work with marriages in the church. And it turns out it's not true. It's entirely based on the George Barna studies, right? And so everybody thinks that George Barna found that the rate of divorce is the same in the church. And it turns out he never found that. He was never studying people in the church. What he found is that when you call people on the phone and you ask them about their belief systems, that someone who says they have a Christian belief system, which, you know, is probably the majority of people in the country,
right.
I would think,
right,
that group had the same divorce rate as someone who said, no, I'm a Muslim or I'm an atheist. Those two groups did have the same divorce rate. But what I did is I partnered with Barna and I bought their data and we reran all the numbers with this one factor added. Was the person in church last week? That's it. Just that one thing. And it turns out that if the person was in church last week, their divorce rate dropped by 27%.
Wow.
That's huge. Because right now, a pastor thinks if the rate here is the same as out there, all my work doesn't mean very much. Or the average person sitting in the pew thinks if the rate is the same here, then if doing what the Bible says on something as vital as marriage doesn't make any difference, what does that say about the Bible? Like, there's this subtle poison that comes in, and it turns out it's not true. We have to get the word out because that is huge for people to know. Doing what God says, doing truly what he asks us to do to support our marriages, which is get ourselves in this community, it makes an enormous difference.
MyBridge Radio, who is like our God? That is Laura's story this morning. Appreciate you tuning in and joining Stan and me today. Our guest on The Morning Conversation, Shanti Feldhahn, is debunking some discouraging myths about marriage and divorce this morning. Shanti is a social researcher, and some of what she has been sharing this morning can be found in her new book, The Good News About Marriage.
So, Shanti, I'm curious, at a personal level, you've had the front row seat to this whole unveiling of truth, these new insights, debunks of misinformation we've had. How's that impacted your marriage?
You know what? I think this infusion of hope has given me and Jeff this sense of, we always expected to be married for life. I think when we went into marriage, we felt like if we were married for life, it would be sort of unusual. Like, we really, truly would be beating the odds. That's kind of the way we thought about it. And now I know that there's this incredible lightness that comes when you realize, no, actually, you're not beating the odds. Most people have marriages that are strong and happy for a lifetime, and that it's not as hard as we thought it was going to be. And so it doesn't sort of let us off the hook because we all have difficulties. You know, everybody has those areas of confusion and some of those times of headache and heartache, and we've gone through plenty of those. But what this has done is given us this feeling of certainty, not a sense of letting our guard down, but a sense of, we're going to make it, and there's really no doubt about that. Now, we've seen other people who we cared about very much who haven't made it, and we think, you know what, if it could happen to them, it could happen to anybody. But there has been this sense of, okay, you know what, because we would be the exception rather than the rule, we're not going to let ourselves be the exception. We're going to keep that sense of working hard, keep our guard up, but that sense that we can make it, that just makes all the difference.
Shanti, we just want to thank you for being with us on the conversation this morning, just thanking God that he has given you the ability to research all sorts of these things that you've been sharing with us this morning. Very encouraging conversation that we've had with you. And again, thanks so much for joining us once again.
Oh, it's such a blessing. Thank you, guys.